Hello, and welcome to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, from the SunSound Studios in Flagstaff. At Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, we would like to offer you information to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. The information presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your medical doctor or other healthcare professional with whom you consult. Here are some articles on whole food plant-based nutrition. And the first comes from the Dr. McDougall Health and Medical Center and is titled 18 Ways to Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. 695,000 Americans die from heart disease yearly. But here's the truth. Heart disease is caused by food poisoning that you can prevent and reverse with a starch-based diet. The solution is simple. Stop eating the foods that make you sick and start eating the foods that heal. Number one, eating a heart-healthy plant-based diet. The scientific evidence is clear. A low-fat, starch-based diet centered on potatoes, rice, corn, and other whole grains reverses heart disease. One study showed 99.4% of people following this diet avoided major cardiac events. No pills, no procedures, just plants. Number two, move your body. Simple daily activities like walking or swimming strengthen your heart without expensive equipment or gym memberships. Three, managing weight and body composition. Being overweight puts extra stress on your cardiovascular system, increasing the risk of contracting conditions like high blood pressure and heart problems. Number four, quitting smoking. Smoking is a significant cause of heart disease among other health problems. Five, limit alcohol consumption. Abusing alcohol is hard on many vital organs, but specifically causes damage to the heart and blood vessels. Six, managing your stress. Stress is harmful to your health. Learning to manage it is crucial. To overcome stressful feelings, look into yoga, meditation, journaling, or nature walks. 7. Getting quality sleep. When you sleep poorly, your body can't heal and may contract various health problems. 8. Monitoring blood pressure. High blood pressure can damage the arteries and heart, so take steps to get it under control. 9. Managing cholesterol levels. Your cholesterol levels need the same attention as blood pressure, as high levels of bad cholesterol, or LDL, cause plaque to build in your arteries. 10. Managing diabetes. If you have diabetes, you're at higher risk for developing various heart conditions. However, managing your blood sugars and A1C can reduce some risks. 11. Pay attention to symptoms. Different heart disease symptoms and factors can go unnoticed until too late. If you feel something may be wrong, don't ignore it. Take a quick trip to an urgent care center and get it checked out. 12. Adding omega-3 fatty acids to your diet. Omega-3 fatty acids support good heart health, But since the body doesn't produce them naturally, adding sources to your diet is essential. There are plenty of omega-3s in a well-balanced plant-based meal. But if you're worried about not getting enough, simply add 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed to your oatmeal in the morning. 13. Having a fiber-rich diet. Dietary fiber supports the heart by reducing blood pressure, blood sugar levels, and inflammation. A starch-based diet is full of fiber. 14. Adding antioxidant-rich foods. Antioxidants help reduce the damage caused by oxidative stress, giving your heart health a boost. Fruits and vegetables are rich in antioxidants. 17. Limiting processed foods. Processed foods contain extra salt, fat, and sugar that can harm your heart. The fewer of these foods you eat, the better that you'll feel. 16. Stay hydrated. One study found that being well hydrated could reduce your risk of developing heart failure. 17. Joining group activities. Social isolation is associated with a 30% risk of heart attack, so feeling connected to your community is crucial in reducing that risk. 18. Need a reason to get a furry getting a pet? Need a reason to get a furry friend? Pets can help improve heart health in various ways, with dogs providing a few extra benefits over other companion animals. Learn more about preventing and reversing heart disease. Let's focus on what really works. Your diet is the key. Medication, surgery, and other treatments are band-aids that don't address the underlying cause. The evidence has been clear for decades. People who base their diet on starches, including rice, corn, and potatoes, with vegetables and fruits, don't generally get heart disease. Want more information? Take the first step towards saving your life. Read The Starch Solution by John McDougall, MD. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you whole food, plant-based nutrition. And next is a success story from Forks Over Knives. I went plant-based and dropped 60 pounds after losing my dad to his third heart attack. By Joseph Claudio, December 29th, 2022. In 2021, I lost my dad to his third heart attack. He was just 52, but he was diabetic and obese. I knew that this would be my fate too. At the time, I was eating fast almost every day. I'm talking supersonic double cheeseburgers, 6 mozzarella sticks, and a large shake after 8:30 at night, up to 5 times a week. That's not to mention massive breakfasts and lunches, all containing meat and candy throughout the day. One night, I was up late snacking and scrolling through Netflix when I came across Forks Over Knives, the documentary. I watched it, and then I watched The Game Changers and What the Health. In those days, I always stayed up late because I didn't sleep well. That night, I was up well past 3 a.m. watching health documentaries. The next day, I noticed how exhausted I felt just carrying my 3-year-old boy upstairs. That was it. I decided I wanted to be around as long as possible for my son, and that meant getting healthier. I switched to a whole food plant-based diet overnight. Near instant improvements. After a week, I noticed I had more energy. I woke up feeling more refreshed and less groggy. Even my mood was improving. As the pounds started to fall off, I felt like I was becoming me again. I started walking a few miles each day, and I found it easier to walk long distances as the months went on. My self-confidence was growing week after week. The feeling was amazing. In the year since making the switch, I've lost more than 60 pounds. Today, one of my go-to meals is a four-bean salad with sautéed spinach and mushrooms, a squeeze of lemon, and fresh cilantro. It tastes great, hot or cold. People always ask me, "What are you doing? How have you lost so much weight?" When I tell them, they're often shocked and say something like, "I could never give up meat." And I tell them that they definitely can. If you want to be stronger, faster, healthier, and more confident than ever, this is the way you do it. You are listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. And from Healthy World Sedona, an article in the Get Cooking section, sprouting for fun and health. Sprouting goes back to ancient Chinese medicine, but is now a popular way to enhance your diet with an easier than gardening growing method. You purchase the seeds that you want to sprout through a catalog, garden, or grocery store. The variety of choices come from many plants, such as nuts and seeds, including almond, radish, alfalfa, pumpkin, and sunflower, beans, and legumes, which includes lentils, chickpeas, soybeans, mung beans, and green peas, grains, quinoa, oats, kamut, amaranth, and brown rice, and vegetables, which includes broccoli, clover, beets, and mustard greens. Myself, I'm not a big fan of broccoli, but I love broccoli sprouts. Sprouts are grown with water, light, and air, and are ready to eat in a matter of days. The sprout seeds are a concentrated source of nutrients. According to the National Center for Biotechnology, besides the nutrients in sprouted grains and seeds, they are easier to digest than the actual cooked grain or bean. They are an excellent source of fiber, so more available to the body. In some studies, when beans were left to germinate until their sprout reached 0.2 inches long, their fiber content increased by 226%. With improved seed management, testing, and certification, sprouts are safer now than years ago, and the seed packages now have safety information right on the package for the consumer. With homegrown sprouts, you can have more control than those that come from the grocery store. Purchase seeds that are sold for sprouting that are certified organic, tested for pathogens, and tested for high germination rate. One brand that is locally available is Botanical Interests from Colorado. You can also purchase sprouting kits. The materials that you need for sprouting at home include a mason jar with a sprouting lid that has little holes for the water to drain out, water, and the seed packets that you purchase. Or you can use cheesecloth cut with a scissor and use a rubber band to secure the jar. Add 3 tablespoons of seeds to a 1-quart jar or 4 tablespoons to a 1/2-gallon jar. Add water to cover the seeds and leave it on the counter overnight or 8 hours at room temperature. The next day, drain the water, rinse them with fresh water, shake, and then drain again, and drain upside down in the sink or on your drain board. I usually then lay the mason jar on its side on the counter. Repeat this procedure in the morning and in the afternoon for up to 7 days until the sprouts are the size that you want. It usually says on the package how many days to wait. Then, when ready, rinse one more time and let them dry. Transfer to an airtight container or plastic bag. Eat as soon as possible, but store in the refrigerator for 3 to 5 days. You can smell them to determine if they are still fresh. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you whole food, plant-based nutrition. And back to forks over knives. Here's some weekly news bites from their weekly email. Veganuary. Most Veganuary 2025 participants say that they'll lean into long-term diet change. Global survey results are in from Veganuary 2025 participants, and 81% say that they plan to continue with significant diet change following the month-long challenge. Specifically, 31% of those who were not vegan before January say that they intend to stay vegan long-term, and 72% of those who didn't commit to staying vegan said they would reduce their consumption of animal products by half. In addition, 45% of the participants reported some improvement to their overall health, with 44% saying they had increased energy, 46% said that it improved their mood, 36% said their skin was better, and 33% said the desired change in body weight being the most common. Night owls may have a greater risk for depression. A British study published in PLOS One finds that young adults who tend to stay up late have higher odds of experiencing depressive symptoms than early risers. The study authors noted that while causal mechanisms are unclear, evidence suggests that poor sleep quality, lower levels of mindfulness, more rumination, and higher alcohol consumption may all play a role. Results pointed specifically to a protective role of the acting with awareness facet, in which participants made deliberate lifestyle and other choices rather than acting on autopilot. What's good for the heart is good for the brain. A new study published in JAMA Network Open finds that taking steps to improve heart health may also help protect the brain. Among 1,018 study participants over age 65, those who followed the American Heart Association's Life's Simple 7 guidelines, which include eating healthy, exercising, avoiding smoking, and managing blood pressure and cholesterol, had lower levels of blood markers associated with neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. And from nutritionfacts.org, article entitled Anti-Inflammatory Foods, The Benefits of Berries, by Michael Greger, MD, February 17, 2025. A study following 10,000 Norwegian men for 40 years found that those eating berries more than 14 times a month were more likely to be alive at the end of the study. Higher intake of anthocyanins, the brightly colored pigments in berries, has been associated with anti-inflammatory effects. But these are all just associations. You can't prove cause and effect until you put it to the test. A double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study found that blueberry smoothies could turn off inflammation genes. This is measuring the expression of pro-inflammatory genes in white blood cells taken from individuals before and after 6 weeks of drinking placebo smoothies with no blueberries. They got worse over time. 6 weeks later, more inflammatory chemicals pouring out, whereas the blueberry group started out about the same at week zero, but 6 weeks of daily blueberries and the expression of inflammatory genes such as IL-6 went down. Strawberries, sweet Bing cherries, black raspberries, extracts of goji berries, and Indian gooseberries or amla have also been shown to decrease inflammatory markers in interventional trials. Have people eat a largely unhealthy breakfast, including a bagel with cream cheese, margarine, egg, and a glass of milk, and the rise in C-reactive protein and IL-6 over the subsequent 6 hours was less when just 10 grams of strawberry powder, equivalent to 5 large strawberries, was added to that unhealthy meal. A cup of blueberries was able to significantly blunt the IL-6 spike after a ham and cheese sandwich, and the same with 2 cups of raspberries versus a sausage and eggs breakfast. The same amount of banana, however, was no match, unable to stop a tripling of IL-6 levels within 4 hours. Why did the raspberries work whereas bananas didn't? Maybe it's the antioxidants. Free radicals can disfigure proteins in our body to the extent that they become unrecognizable by our immune systems to the point that our body attacks them as foreign. The inflammatory autoimmune response this triggered may be prevented, however, by saturating our bodies with sufficient antioxidants. Food selection based on high total antioxidant capacity improves endothelial function. High antioxidant fruits and vegetables, such as berries and greens, have been found to douse systemic inflammation significantly better than the same number of servings of more common low antioxidant fruits and veggies such as bananas and lettuce. What about apples? Not only associated with all kinds of benefits in observational studies, but proven to improve risk factors in randomized controlled trials, including inflammation. But the data are mixed. 6 months of a half a cup a day of dried apple rings significantly lowers CRP levels, though the same drop happened in the control group who instead ate about a half a cup of prunes a day. Freeze-dried apple powder flopped completely. Eating 3 fresh Gala apples, however, appears to lower inflammation both acutely within 6 hours and over time. 6 weeks of 3 Galas a day lowered fasting levels of IL-6, though 4 weeks of twice as many champion variety apples, which is a cross between Cox and Golden Delicious, didn't seem to have any effect. What about grapes for inflammation? Neither raisins nor powdered grapes appeared to help. What about drinking berries? Sipping red wine for 6 to 12 weeks did not affect lower inflammation compared to gin, water, or abstention. And acutely, 2 to 3 glasses of red or white wine can make things worse, increasing IL-6 levels about 50% within 6 hours compared to a non-alcoholic beverage. However, red or purple grape juice may help. Antioxidant supplements failed miserably. No anti-inflammatory benefit was found for antioxidant vitamins and minerals like vitamins C, E, beta carotene, or selenium, which brings us back to the bright red, blue, purple anthocyanin plant pigments. The anti-inflammatory effects of berries are so potent, you can feel it if you push yourself. The researchers concluded that functional compounds in fruits and vegetables can play a key role in the design of new natural functional products. But why design new products when nature already has designed everything you need? Strawberries were pitted against the most common inflammatory joint disorder, osteoarthritis of the knee. Osteoarthritis patients randomized to get about 1.5 pints of strawberries a day for 12 weeks. And not only did inflammatory markers plummet, they experienced significant reductions in constant pain, intermittent pain, and total pain. The first clinical study of the effects of berries on human arthritis found that a simple dietary intervention could have a significant impact on pain, inflammation, and overall quality of life. Surprisingly, blueberries had no significant effect compared to the strawberries. So eat your strawberries. You've been listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you whole food, plant-based nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a happy and healthy rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.